quite a dance caller. Oh, I just nearly forgot. Don't start yet. Someone just turned in a pair of glasses that were found back at the gourmet coffee booth. I didn't know whether the coffee was so strong it just flat knocked them off, or they didn't need them anymore. Maybe it was a healing sort of coffee. So if these are your glasses, they're kind of gold-rimmed and a fairly strong prescription. They'll be backstage, and we'll leave them there. And if you don't need them anymore, we'll bless you and pass on the healing message. And next year, we'll let the waters flow, and we'll have a healing session in the afternoon. In the meantime, it gives me great pleasure, assuming it gives them equal pleasure, and the sound people, as they step up to the microphones. Silence. We're not quite ready for them yet. If you have a few minutes this afternoon, you can move. You won't have to move very far to find another stage where things of equal interest are going on. There's a step. Please step up to the microphone and test yourself. We're getting near. We're on the very cusp of the New River String Band.
Frank.
We're slipping.
Go to the box and plug in switch number 7.
Switch number 7 on the box. Plug in. So stop. So this afternoon, you can leave this stage. We're not keeping
number
track of attendance. You can go somewhere else. You can get something to eat. You can take a nap back in the shade. People will leave you alone. They won't rifle your pockets or anything. In fact, they might cover you up if the mosquitoes are bothering you.
In the front.
Are we anywhere close to having a band?
Hey, can you speak to the monitors? I can't hear you. You're talking to me.
How are we doing? Are we about ready to roll this thing?
1 second.
The Florida State Fiddlers Association Fiddle Contest is going on right up now by the Tower Stage. You might stop by there. The Folklife area, the concentration of the Folklife Bureau, it's the Department of Historic Preservation of the Division of the Department of State under the capable leadership of Catherine Harris, is the focus this year is the traditions of sport in Florida. Are you guys about done sporting? Do we have sound yet? Are we ready to go? 1 minute. This is not my fault. I'm not talking here out of desire, I'm talking out of necessity. Because if I stop talking, there will exist a vacuum. And then they'll have to talk. Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, the New River String Band from Tallahassee, Florida.
It was in the spring, one certain day, my good gal let me, she went away. Now she's gone, right over me, cause I'm sitting on top of her. She called me down last on El Paso, said come home daddy, Lord I need you so. Now she's gone. Peaches, don't shake the tree. Stay out of my orchard, let my peaches be. Now she's gone, but I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world. And now she's gone. Now she's gone.
Thank you. We thought that it was appropriate to start out with the Don't Worry, Be Happy side of bluegrass music. This one's kind of in the same vein, but starting its slide down the dark side.
Start.
Another laissez-faire attitude. This one's called Who Needs You? It had to end this way. If I just keep my chin up, there'd be a brighter day. Now, honey, there's just one thing before this bridge is burned. I don't need your sympathy, so don't you be concerned about what I do. Who needs you? Filled with all your things, and in that fold of napkin you'll find my wedding ring. Well, I've seen you pull some fast ones this time you've gone too far. I even took the liberty gassing up your car. This time we're through. Who needs you? We've got some feedback coming on the guitar mic and the vocal. We're getting echoes on all of it. Okay, we're going to continue. This one is again following the questioning side. This one is called How Would You Like to Be Lonely? How would you like to be lonesome when someone is true with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Don't want you to cry, 'cause I'm
make me lonesome. I wonder if you're lonesome too. I wonder if you're lonesome too. How would you like to be lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Why should they be so untrue? I know what it means to be lonesome. I wonder if you're lonesome too. I wonder if you're lonesome too. How would you like to be lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Give me your right hand, honey, and I'll say this farewell to you. I'll be so lonesome without you. Will you be lonesome too? Will you be lonesome too? How would you like to be lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome.
We've got feedback and echoes coming in the monitors and the mics.
Driving us nuts. Sorry.
Number 16. Down, 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 down.
What's up? Down.
Turn 16 down.
That's all.
Walking after midnight. Still coming through.
When you go walking after midnight, over on the wrong side of town, walk down in this street, many lost souls you meet, whose lives are broken like mine. You'll find souls wandering so aimless and hopelessly, whose lives are broken like mine. Thank God you've got a home to go to, and a woman's
lives are broken like mine.
Thank you. Now this next one we're going to do after the long downward slide is a little bit of redemption. This one is called Voice in the Wilderness.
Well, I guess.
Oh, John was a preacher. Voice in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Savior, never ending holiness. Oh, one day he said he was a coming, cried out from the wilderness. He said another was a coming. No, what a man was this. Oh, John was a preacher, voice in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Savior, never ending holiness. Oh.
John baptized Jesus in the water, then he heard a mighty sound. They saw the face of the Savior
when the Holy Ghost come down. John was a preacher, a voice in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Savior, never ending holiness. Oh, John was a preacher, voice in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Savior, never ending holiness. Oh, John was a preacher, a voice in the wilderness, straight the way for the Savior, never ending holiness.
Ooh. Thank you. They've given us time. We got time for one more. We're going to be over on the Azalea stage at about 4:40 this afternoon. We've enjoyed playing for you. This last song is appropriately entitled Long Gone. Long Gone. Tried to make you happy, still you say you've done me wrong. This is it, we're through forever. Now I'm gone, long gone, long gone.
Long gone is how I'm feeling, long gone. Why do you cry? This is what you wanted, baby. So I'm gone.
Please don't try and overtake me, for what I write will be too fast. This is it, we're through forever, so I'm gone and free at last. Long gone,
long gone, how I'm leaving, long gone. Why do you cry? This is what you wanted, baby, so I'm gone, long gone.
Please don't shed those tears of parting, for those tears, they won't be strong. After all the pain you caused me, I'm gone, long gone, long gone.
Long gone, I'm leaving, long gone.
Bob Harper on the five-string banjo. Mike Wickman on the stand-up bass. And I'm Doug Armstrong on rhythm guitar. We're the New River String Band. We're going to be back again later this afternoon, so join us. Until then, we are long gone.
Long gone town, leaving long gone. My dear guy, this is what you wanted, baby. So I'm gone, long gone. This is what you wanted, baby. So I'm gone, long gone.
And his group, oh, thank you. Doug and his group are not from Tallahassee because I would have been sitting out in their audience a long time. They're actually from the greater Daytona Beach area. So those of you who are from there, please support them. They're a wonderful, wonderful group. My name is Kate Taluga. I'm a storyteller from Tallahassee, Florida. It is my pleasure to be here on the main stage. And I get the honor of introducing one of my heroes. You see, I'm not a Floridian by birth. I'm a Floridian by choice, and I've been here for 23 years. I came from Arizona, from the wild, wild west. And there, cowboy culture is revered to this day. And when I came to Florida, I noticed that Florida and Arizona had many things in common. Snowbirds and orange trees. And where we grew sugar beets, y'all grew sugar cane and cattle. There were lots of cattle. And I knew that somewhere there had to be a cowboy culture here, but I sure couldn't find it underneath all those Hawaiian shirts. And in the West, where I'm from, you could tell a real cattleman by whether he had scuffed boots or the shiny rattlesnake boots. But here in Florida, of course, they wear alligator boots. Now, I was quite taken with a book that I found one day in Tampa in a bookstore. You don't let me loose in a bookstore if you want to hold on to your pocketbook. And there was a book about Bone Mizell, a true Florida cowboy. And it turned out that that book was written by a man who I am proud to introduce to this stage. Jim Bob Tinsley has written several books on cowboy culture, but this book, The Life and Times of Bone Mizell by the University of Central Florida Press as a publisher, was strictly on the Florida cracker culture. Jim Bob Tinsley is the recipient of the Western Heritage Award of Music at the National Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma in 1982 and a Buckaroo Life member. He is the Pioneer Award for the National Heritage Radio Association in Council Bluffs, Iowa in 1984. He is the second inductee to the National Cowboy Song and Poetry Hall of Fame in Newcastle, Wyoming, 1988. It's now housed in the High Plains Museum in Spearfish, South Dakota. He has a Cowboy Cultural Award from the National Cowboy Symposium and Celebration in Lubbock, Texas in 1991. And he also has his own museum and research center in Brevard, North Carolina. And when I go traveling this summer, you bet I'm going to visit Mr. Jim Bob Tinsley.
There's a lot of songs written about the cowboy's horse. One of my favorites is about a skyball paint. Now, a paint horse, you know, I'm sure all of you know what a paint horse is. It's white with large red splotches on it, or black, or whatever. But anyway, this one was an outlaw horse, which means that he would buck every time you'd get on it. And this, they called him the Skyball Paint because he was up in the sky so much. Tells a good story. Old Cowboy Paint was the devil's saint. His eyes were fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Singing hi-ho, hoopie-tie-o, riding high and down you go, sons of the western soil. I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. Though I threw my noose on the old cayuse and I once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So I says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me. Swing hi-ho, hoopie-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go, sons of the western soil. In town one day I chanced to stray upon the old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, I sold this nag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet for bits when Skyball quits that Jim will not be there. Sing hi-ho, hoopie-tie-o, ride 'em high and down you go, sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil. Thank you. My wife wanted me to sing Riding Down the Canyon, written by Smiley Burnett, and it's one of his best ones. I'm riding down the canyon to watch that sun go down. It's a picture that no artist ere could paint. White-faced cattle lowing out on the mountainside. I hear a coyote howling for its mate. The cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere. Granite spires are standing all around. I'll tell you, folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail to watch that desert sun go down. Thank you. I'm a roving cowboy, riding all day long. Tumbleweeds around me sing their lonely song. Nights underneath the prairie moon, I'll ride alone and sing a tune. See to the ground, lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds, cares of the pasture behind, nowhere to go but I'll find, just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds, I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn. So I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. I do. When it's night time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you. I miss you when the campfires are gleaming, and I wonder if you miss me too. I can see the great divide and the trail we used to ride, the only bit of heaven I knew. When it's night time in Nevada, I'm dreaming of the old days on the prairie and you. Thank you. One more.
Okay, okay.
Good afternoon. It's so great to be here in this beautiful spot and to be able to visit with you. My name is Dottie Tinsley. Jim Bob and I came here in 1953. As performers. He was one of the first singers of old Western and cowboy songs here, and believe it or not, I was the first person to clog dance here. So that's what Cousin Thelma said anyway. So I'm still clog dancing, and I will be doing it this afternoon around 3 o'clock when Jim Bob has his next set. You know, the Florida cattle industry is so much older than the cattle industry in any other place in the United States. A lot of people don't realize that, but when De Soto and Ponce de Leon came over, they brought those old Andalusian cattle, and when they had finished their mission and went back to Spain, they left some of those cattle here to run wild, and of some of their ancestors are here today in different spots throughout the state. We took part in the 1995 Great Cattle Drive when they drove the cattle from Yeehaw Junction up to Kissimmee. And they had Andalusian ancestors in that cattle drive. And you know, the cowboys, wherever they were, whether they were in Texas, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, it makes no difference where the cowboys were. They all sang the same good old Western cowboy songs. They all sang about Little Joe the Wrangler. Jim Bob grew up in the mountains of North Carolina, and his mother sang to him, "When the Work's All Done This Fall," and that's a wonderful old cowboy traditional song. So, Bone Mizell lived around the turn of the century, as you know. You're probably familiar with some of his stories. And he was really quite a cracker cowboy. And Jim Bob wants to do a little poem for you that was written by a newspaper lady. And it tells the story of something really funny that happened to Bone Mizell and to a young man that came to Florida and wanted to be a cowboy. But before I let him do that, I've got to tell his story. I'm going to steal his thunder a minute. It's about Kissimmee. I'm sure all of you have heard there are different ways of pronouncing the word Kissimmee. Well, this couple was going south, and the lady said, "Honey, when we get down here, I want to stop at Kissimmee." And he said, "Okay, but you know that's pronounced Kissimmee." She says, "Oh, no, it's Kissimmee." And they had quite a little tiff about it for several miles. She says, "Well, as soon as you get into town, you stop at the first place, and we're going to go in and let them tell us how to pronounce this that place." And so he said, "Okay, and I bet you they're going to tell you. They're going to say it's Kissimmee." And she says, "Oh, no, they're not." So anyway, they finally got into town, and they pulled into the first place and stopped. They both went in, and this young lady came over and said, "May I help you?" And she said, "Yes, my husband and I have had a little spat about how to pronounce the name of this place. Would you please lean over and very distinctly tell us the name of this place?" And the young lady leaned over and said, "Burger King." That's one of Jim Bob's favorite stories. But now he's going to tell you about something else that happened near Kissimmee.
This is from a book that I did on Florida Cow Hunter, The Life and Times of Bone Mazel. And this poem was written in 1939 by, as Dottie said, a lady who worked for the newspaper down in Miami. This all, now, there's some of the words here that are different because they need to rhyme, but this is a true story. At Kissimmee they tell of old M. Bone Mazel and the stranger who died on his hands. How he died in dry season, and that was the reason he was buried a while on Bone's lands. He was buried a while on that pine and palm isle in a swamp under Florida's sun. I'm getting a little dizzy here. By the cracker who nursed him, who loved him and cursed him just before his demise had begun. Just take this news calmly, Bone wrote to the family. The deceased had left living up north. I can send the remains when they come up some rains and us Pine Island folk can go forth. So providing you'll ask it, I'll dig up the casket, which was done when the season brought rain, and the river could float the flat-bottom boat and the dead boy could travel again. When Bone went with the coffin, he smiled much too often on the boat and en route to the car. At the train he said, "Gimme one fare from Kissimmee to Vermont. Ain't this corpse going far?" Thus the money was spent, the family had sent, and a friend of Bone's said the next day, "So you shipped the lad home?" And Bone replied, "No, by gum, for I thought it all over this way. As his kinfolks are strangers to all of us rangers, why not give some dead cracker this ride? Why not make all this fuss over some poor old cuss who in life hasn't wallered in pride?" So instead of that Yank with his money and rank, who had been round and seen lots of fun, I just dug up Bill Redd and sent him instead, for old Bill hadn't traveled around none. That was an actual happening. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you so much.
Maybe we need to turn the mic on. It was a pleasure to hear Tumble and Tumbleweeds. My granddaddy used to take the tumbleweeds in our front lawn every year at Christmas time and stack them up and paint them with that white snow, and that's how we had an Arizona snowman. There are also several books that have been written by Mr. Tinsley on the cowboy songs, and if you go by the University of Press, you might be able to pick up his book on Bone Mazel. Our next act out is Caton and Iva Lee Roberts. Now, both Caton and Iva Lee are no strangers to the great state of Florida because both were born. I will, Caton. Caton told me he was crazy, and I said, "That's okay, I am too," and we've become good friends backstage. Caton was born in Ona, a small town in Hardy County, and Iva Lee was born in Monticello. I know how to say that, just inside Jefferson County. Not only were they born to Florida, but each discovered their musical roots at a very young age when Caton took up the rhythm guitar and later the steel, and Iva Lee the piano. Music has been the core of their family, and what better place to showcase their talents but here at the Florida Folk Festival in White Springs. I guess you might say this is a real homecoming for Caton and Iva Lee. Caton's early days as a musician began while playing on the Toby Dowdy television show out of Jacksonville, which later featured Johnny Tiltson. Soon after, Caton and Iva Lee were married in 1955. I was a year old. And they became regulars on the Suwannee River Jamboree in Live Oak, Florida, which was well known for the legendary talents of Jimmy and Jesse. Caton got his big break in country music when the renowned fiddle player Mr. Chubby Wise, the father of bluegrass fiddling, heard him one evening in Lake City, Florida, not too far from here. And Chubby was so impressed that he immediately arranged an audition for one of the Country Music Hall of Fame entertainers, Mr. Hank Snow. And the rest, of course, is history. Having played the Grand Ole Opry for more than 30 years, Caton has had the good fortune of recording with such recognizable names as Ricky Skaggs, Willie Nelson, Riders in the Sky, Randy Travis, Dolly Parton, Janie Fricke, Aaron Tippin, the Cox family with Alison Krauss, Chubby Wise, Brother Oswald, and, of course, the legendary Hank Snow. Caton has also had the pleasure of recording for well-known entertainers in Japan and Canada, so he, too, has traveled a bit in his time. His musical talents can be found throughout his entire family. Most notable is with his eldest son, Louis, who now performs in the Carolina Opry in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. To date, Caton and Iva Lee have recorded 6 albums and CDs, one of which Iva Lee was the featured performer on Stoneway Records. Now, can we get those up at the Foff booth? No? You don't know where they're selling them. We should be able to pick it up in any Blockbuster music store around. They've all escaped. Steel Guitar World magazine is where you have to get them. So if you like it, pay attention. Are you guys ready? Tell a dirty joke. Well, I actually can't tell a dirty joke on this stage because there's a youngin present, but I will tell a joke that I learned just recently, and that was knock, knock. Interrupting cow. Moo! Isn't that bad? Oh, are they all bear?
Bears.
I heard the difference between naked and naked. Do you know?
No.
Well, naked means you don't have any clothes on, but naked means you're up to something.
And she's getting married tomorrow.
I am indeed.
Right. Okay, we're ready? Oh, you lucky people. All right. Okay, the first tune we're going to do, thank you. She went on for a long time, didn't she? Bless her heart. I love her. She's talking about me. I want to introduce this is my lovely wife, Iva Lee. Stand up, honey. Iva Lee from Monticello, Florida. All right. You folks from Jefferson County, Madison, over in that area. And Jay Newsom, he's from Mariana. All right. So all us Floridians are going to get together here and make a racket here, bro, folks. Here's a Hawaiian tune. This tune's called Mapuana. I don't know what that means. I guess it means if you do, you can clean it up. I don't know. But anyway, Mapuana. Thank you. of foolishness going on here. All right, next tune we're going to do is kind of a cute little thing. If you people ever done these little fancy dances a lot, here's a tune called Rustic Dance, and plays in B flat and E flat. So it's kind of a little novelty type tune. So hope you like it. A tune called Rustic Dance. Let me tell you one thing. Jay Newsom here, I've only met the guy about an hour ago, and isn't he playing great? I hate people like that can play that good and just never even seen us before, and he's sitting there playing with us. Ain't missed a lick. Bless his heart. I'm going to reach back here and kiss him in a minute. Okay. Let's hear some good piano playing. How about that? I know everybody knows back in the old history of music that the old Tommy Dorsey Boogie Woogie. Remember that one? All right, so let's turn Miss Ivalia loose on the old Tommy Dorsey Boogie Woogie. All right. Thank you. Stand up, Ivalee. All right. Can that lady play a piano, or can't you? Let's have another verse of that. Come on. One more. Stealing the show. I hear you back there, boy. All right, that sounds good. Now, thank you very much. That goes back in music, but that's where it all came from. The old Tommy Dorsey boogie week. Okay, let's do another kind of traditional thing here. And this instrument that I play is a steel guitar, but it's probably more well known. And over the period of years and movies and stuff like that, it was known as a Hawaiian guitar. So for my friend right there that wanted to hear a Hawaiian steel guitar song, so we're going to play a Hawaiian song. We hope that we can make you feel the cool breeze and the islands and all that stuff, you know. And we're going to play a beautiful song called Song of the Island, and let's do that down the beat thing. And starting it off here, if you notice, I'll make get the sound of the ocean. You know, you hear the sounds of the beautiful sounds of the ocean when you lay there at night and say, boy, this is good sleeping weather. Then we hear the seagulls and all the stuff, and then we'll get into the beautiful Song of the Island. Okay. That seagull from over me. Jim Bob's gonna do the hooly hooly. dreamy music, but it's a. But those of you that like Hawaiian music, why well, we hope you enjoyed that. Okay. Let's do. We had the last date next, but let's do something fast. Let's do that. Then we'll come back to that. So we just done a slow tune. Here's a tune that's the old Jerry Bird standard on steel guitar, and we'll let. So you can get primed for Avalee to do last date. Everybody loves last date, so she's gonna play that. If we hadn't just played a slow song, we'd let her play it now. But if I'm gonna play a fast song, then she'll play it. All right, the old tune called "Stealing the Blues." All right. Now. Everybody loves this song here. I guess this is probably the last really great instrumental that was put out in music, and they don't play instrumentals much anymore, and I think that's a shame. My beautiful wife, Avalee, and a beautiful job she does on Just For You, Last Date. Thank you. 5 minutes, okay.
Did you want to bring out Wayne?
Yeah. Right while we're doing this, I believe this is Memorial Day. Why do we celebrate Memorial Day? Because the people that have died defending our country. Everybody out there that has served in the military and has been in battle, or if you've served in military, would you stand up for me, please? As anybody that has served in military, let's honor these people today. God bless you. We have occasions like this because of you and because of the people that have died defending this country, and you for serving our country and serving your country. Thank you, veterans. Thank you. Stand up one more time and let's give all of them a big hand. This is a song just for you, Under the Double Eagle. That's right. Clap your hands to that. Thank you very much. And thank you, veterans, for just what I said a while ago. Because we can have like this, you have stood up for our country. Thank you. Right now, I'd like to introduce one more fellow. We're going to have to do one more tune. Okay. Wayne Martin. Wayne, come out here and play with us. As you know, for 30 years, I played steel guitar for Hank Snow on the Grand Ole Opry. And I don't know if I'm bragging or complaining, but anyway. Well, I would play Bell to St. Mary 100, but we ain't got time, and I want to get Wayne in on this. I played with Hank Snow for 30 years, and my job was, for the most part, to blow the old train whistle. So I'm going to get a chance to do that for you. Okay, blow the old train whistle, and we're gonna feature Wayne on the podcast. Wayne, you want to say anything before you say something good about me?
I'll tell you what, folks. It's a real treat for us to have Kate Roberts and Ivy Lee here this weekend. I'll tell you what. This fella here is absolutely one of the very best non-pedal steel guitar players in the world, and it's a real treat for us. And he doesn't do a whole lot of festivals, so we're honored to have him here at the Florida Folk Festival. Don't y'all want him to come back next year?
Yeah! All right. Oh, thank you, Wayne. Bless your heart. Man, Wayne, that's not a thing in this world I wouldn't do for Wayne Martin. Not one thing, and there wouldn't not one thing in this world he wouldn't do for me. So we just go around doing nothing for one another. Me and him looked up our family tree. We seen King Kong up there, so we're not going to do that no more. So here we go. Moving on. All right, let's get on with it. Hank Snow on that big eight-wheeler rolling down the track. I did it in E-flat again. We used to play it like that when I used to kick it off. Okay. Sorry about that. Moving on in the key of D this time. Okay, let's try it. Okay. Thank you.
Kate and Roberts and Ivy Lee. Fine job. Thank you.
Now, wasn't that just wonderful? Yeah, it was. Give them a big round of applause.
I ever heard.
And you know what? You can hear them again tonight. They're going to be doing the Western Swing Dance. And that's going to lead us into some more dance happening on this stage right now. Western Swing Dance will be beautiful. You'll have a chance to learn how to do some of the moves ahead of time. The dance floor is right now being occupied by some of the best fiddlers in the state of Florida, so you can wander up there for the fiddle contest. This is the official fiddle contest for the state of Florida. Happens every year. Wayne Martin was responsible for making it a legislative act that it would happen here on Memorial Day in White Springs, Florida. Now, you see this big, tall drink that I have in my hand, and those of you that are sitting in the hot sun, I know that you would like to cool off some. And these drinks can be had as many other fine foods are available all throughout the park. I have to tell you that these drinks I'm kind of partial to because they come with the strawberry on the side. And last year, a gentleman and I roamed this park drinking these big, tall drinks with one straw and sharing that strawberry. And this year, he's marrying me in this very here park. So if and you're a young woman and you want to find yourself a feller, you ought to go down and see if you can get you a tall drink to share with someone. The next group on are very, very dear friends of mine. Wind That Shakes the Barley has been active in the state of Florida since 1979. They play traditional music of the British Isles as well as American folk music, especially the music of the New England contra dance tradition. They have worked with many folk-oriented organizations in the state, including the Dunedin Scottish Highland Games, the Sarasota Scottish Dancers, who will be dancing with them this afternoon, the Tampa Friends of the Old Time Dance, and the Irish Step Dancers from Fort Pierce and Jacksonville. They come not just from the Tampa area, but they actually have members of their band who are out of state. And so for them, this is a reunion. In addition, the group has participated in reenactment ceremonies in historic St. Augustine and provided authentic music for the illumination and night watch activities there. Wind That Shakes the Barley is proud to have been one of the first groups in the state of Florida to perform Irish, British Isles music. Each member of the group has learned his or her craft through continuing interaction with traditional performers and other folk music sources, and they truly enjoy helping to keep this tradition alive. The group members regularly attend or are on the staff at the Augusta Heritage Arts Center in Elkins, West Virginia, and they've had close contact with practitioners of many varied musical traditions. They've also had the privilege to work with James Kelly, who is a Miami-based Irish fiddler, and you can see him here tonight on the main stage. And most recently, they've worked with Eddie Keeney, who is an Irish fiddler from County Donegal, who now lives in Newport Richey, and who can also be seen on this stage later on this evening. They are going to dance. They're going to play as backup for two different dance groups. The first dance group that they're going to play with is the Scottish Country Dancers from Sarasota. And the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers have been dancing for over 25 years. Now, I know that when you look at the contra dancers and you look at the dancers who do the flat foot and clogging out here on the stage, that we kind of figured our average age was about 40, and that was including the youngest ones among us twice as a dividing factor. But the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers have a wealth of experience dancing, and I'm amazed at what they can do with their feet. They put me to shame. They've had three or four different reincarnations since they have been dancing together. And today they're going to have people join them from the Dunedin Scottish Country Dance Group. Culbreth, which is the proper name, also known as Cubby Whitehead, is going to give you some more information about their group when they come onto the stage. Are we almost ready, y'all? How are we doing for sound check? Are we ready, Kathy? How are we? As you travel around today, there will be different people in official uniforms, like that gentleman walking right through there who's got a black plastic bag in his hand. Someone stop him and tell him thank you for his work. Because if it were not for the park officials, if it were not for the folks that have come over from Tallahassee early in the Bureau of Historical Research, the Division, excuse me, of Historical Research, this wonderful 47th annual, 47 years this festival has been in operation, would not be happening. And each of them deserves a true pat on the back, because most of you probably have two or three jobs that you do at your regular work. But I can promise you they have 10 or 15 because, you know, we're now under a Republican control, and they believe in cutting the budget but not cutting out all the jobs that need to be done. So these people work triple hard, quadruple hard, and then they put on this fine festival as hosts and hostesses. And so just take a moment if you've enjoyed yourself here and stop somebody with one of those pink shirts that says Florida Folk Festival on it, or someone in an official park uniform, or a DEP officer from the Department of Environmental Protection that's donated their time to be here, and tell them how much you've appreciated it. And hopefully we'll see a 48th annual Florida Folk Festival. Dun, 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 dun. The sound people have done a wonderful job this weekend. They've really worked hard. This is their first time with us, and musicians are very particular about how they sound, especially through microphones. Traditional music was not done amplified, and the sound crews have worked very, very hard to make sure that people sound their best. So give them a round of applause for the sound guys. They're still sound checking. They're still sound checking. Let's see, what else can I think about to tell you? I'm sure that you've traveled down to the old marble stage, and beyond that is the Seminole family encampment. The Seminoles, of course, were here first. Actually, they were runaways that came into this area in Florida, but they are probably our first peoples in Florida. So do go by the Seminole family camp. You'll see all kinds of traditional crafts being demonstrated, fry bread being made, families gathering as they did long ago and still do today. And as you come back up through by the old marble stage, and here at this stage, you'll see plenty of vendors and demonstrators that have brought work for you to peruse. Do not forget the Friends of the Florida Folk back here. You can get mini tapes and CDs of the artists that are performing all through the different stages. Oh, good. Sounds done. And be sure and stop back there. Sometimes it's the gas money that gets us home from volunteering our time at an event like this. So do help them out.
I'm sure they hate that.
Are you ready? Okay. Let's have the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers with Cubby Whitehead as their leader on the microphone today. Thank you. Cubby is going to introduce your different sets. Cubby is going to talk.
Slow now, Cubby. He's going to talk at the podium.
Well, we're pleased to be here again for another Florida Folk Festival, the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers, and this time we're joined by two people from the Dunedin Scottish Country Dance Group in Dunedin, including one of their teachers, Connie Powell. Scottish country dancing is a 300-year-old tradition which is alive and well and thriving and growing, and now you can find a Scottish country dance group in virtually any country that you want to go to. We're going to demonstrate three dances. The first one is called Hooper's Jig. And now a 32-bar jig called Ladies Fancy. Thank you. These were the country dances of the people of Scotland, and you might be interested to learn that when Mary, Queen of Scots, married the Dauphin of France, the two courts were combined, and a number of French dancing masters were brought to Scotland, and they took the dances of the people, the country dances, and they dressed them up and gave some of the figures French names and so forth, and that's why we have Allemands and Poussettes and Pas de Basques in this, but it's still the dances that the people were dancing, and they were brought into the ballroom. And what the clan chief danced, everybody danced. So there was no difference between, say, the nobility and the peasants, as there were in other countries in Europe. It was what simply everyone danced. The now dance called Mari's Wedding.
To sing a song, Kate. Anybody who's running things back there.
Hey,
Kate. Hey, if they're not going to cut us off, let's sing a song. Go ahead, sing a song. What you got, Wes?
It's not me this time.
What's not you? Who's singing? Terry?
It would be me.
We all are? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we all are.
Tell us what
words.
We're doing.
It's a
words.
Song called The Rambling Irishman.
See that?
So tell the audience.
Yeah, all right.
All vocals, no instruments.
Vocals, no instruments. Yeah, Bill and
you got her
Wes,
mic on?
Acapella.
Can't hear you.
Ready, set? All right, it's
can
on.
You hear
I hear
her?
It. I hear it in the monitors.
Can you hear her?
We out there?
She's singing
you.
The
okay.
lead.
All
right.
I can't hear you as loud as
we can't hear her in the monitors.
See? I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born, and many's a happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. But to live poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sailed away, and left this Irish nation. Right, Dun-din-dun-na, Dun-din-dun-na, right on Tindinorindinandi. The night before I sailed away, I spent it with my darling from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. And when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms. And you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right, tun-tun-da-na, tun-tun-da-na, right, tun-tun-da-no-rend-na-ndi. The very first night I spent on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well, she pleased my fancy. But when I awoke from my sleep, and I found my bosom empty, well, you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Right, tun-tun-da-na, tun-tun-da-na, right, tun-tun-da-no-rend-na-ndi. When we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia. So that every lad link with his lass, blue jacket and white trousers, and that every lass link with her lad, with petticoats and white flounces. Right, tun-tun-da-na, tun-tun-da-na, right, tun-tun-da-no-rend-na-ndi. Right, tun-tun-da-na, tun-tun-da-na, right, tun-tun-da-no-rend-na-ndi.
Thank you. Song called The Rambling Irishman.
Well, nobody's here. Oh, there we
go. Good afternoon. My name's Steve Glickstein. It's my pleasure to announce a couple of the acts coming up. Next group coming up is the Rondo School of Step Dancing. This group was formed in 1978 by Kathleen Rondo, who's from Dublin. And the girls who will be dancing for you today are from Fort Pierce. And they perform throughout Florida and